The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Buckle up and start your engines. This is You Oughta Know with Dave Stahl. With 30-plus years of automotive experience, Dave is here to educate you on everything from repairing your vehicle to the latest industry news and trends. If it's automotive, Dave covers it. It's time for You Oughta Know with Dave Stahl. On The Answer San Diego.
All right, folks, welcome to You Oughta Know, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a liquor store, grocery store, and maybe you're having a little issue keeping cashiers, check out Southwest Point of Sale. It's self-checkout, 800-540-2149. You might think it's expensive, but it isn't. It's no more expensive than if you were to buy a new cash register. Walmart's doing it. Home Depot's doing it. So is Costco. Might as well just get in there with the rest of them. Don't have to worry about a cashier, going sick leave, calling in ill, whatever. Been doing this since 1975. 7-day, 24-hour-day service. Give Mark or Jeff a call. 800-540-2149. If it works, it works. If it don't, they'll tell you. Also, hot rods and custom stuff. You've got a hot rod, you want to buy a hot rod, or maybe you're building a hot rod. Hot rods and custom stuff. They're a class one builder. Go to hotrodscustomstuff.com. Take a look and see what they do. All right. Talk to Ted Ryan. There's another birthday this year, and it's Mustangs. Take a listen.
All right, folks. Well, we got Ted Ryan back on the phone, and guess what? He's celebrating another birthday. No. Not his. He's celebrating Mustang. How old is Mustang there, my friend?
Mustang is 59 years old, and you're not going to believe it, David. It actually is my birthday, and I'm 59 as well. So how about them apples?
That's right. We did talk about that. And I hear Mr. Ford's going to give you a really nice Mustang as a birthday present, right?
I wish he would give me a Dark Horse, the newest one, and the 8-cylinder, 5-liter with the electronic drift brake. Oh, my gosh, it's such an amazing Mustang.
Well, somebody better whisper in his ear because, come on, you've been with Ford, what, 2-3 weeks now?
5 beautiful years with Ford. And so funny is that I love Ford's icons, but the Mustang has a special place for me because of the way that it took over pop culture. It became the hit of movies. I got the craziest email this week. Your listeners will love it. There's actually a Ian Fleming Foundation that has an archivist. Ian Fleming, for those who don't know, wrote James Bond. And they actually have a car collection, Dave. It's on display right now in Belgium. But they're trying to find the very first Mustang that was on film, which was in Goldfinger. And he wrote me looking for the VIN and other contact information we might have on the car. So we're hopefully going to help them find that car. And if we do, I want to get it on exhibit around the world.
Well, it's probably in a private collection someplace. And that's the only thing I hate about private collections. It doesn't give the public an opportunity to see such an iconic car. But, hey, if I had all the money in the world, I'd probably do it too.
I would too. But, hopefully we're going to help them find this one. And the other one, Mach 1 that was in Diamonds Are Forever, is actually in the collection of the Hockley family has a foundation. They were producers of James Bond, and they have their own car collection, and that Mach 1 is in their collection. And it's amazing the power that these vehicles have.
Well, look what Sean and the Bullet did. Holy mackerel. You guys took that thing around the world, and it was the most well-known car ever after that little experiment.
It was, and what would you expect with the car that was driven by Steve McQueen, who was the icon of screen and driving? Although, Steve McQueen or Jim Garner, I might take Jim Garner, because particularly since he raced Broncos at Baja.
Yeah.
So,
In fact, I was almost late to radio Sunday because I'm getting ready to walk out the door, and I click on Turner Classic Movies, and what comes on? Bullet.
So I
sat and watched as much as I got to the station, which was 40 minutes away within 5 minutes. Yeah. So you doing anything exciting for 59 with a Mustang? You coming out with maybe a limited, maybe anything special?
The only special things that they're doing this year are really going to be electronic and for everybody to share. We've got Mustang's first Instagram channel, Mustang IG. The Dark Horse was announced last year, and the Building Price just launched a couple of days ago. So really for the 59th birthday, you can go in and build and price out your V8 Dark Horse or your even your V6, which I know still has some power, too. And then all week on social, there's a couple of different activations. Today's was very clever. They did a color palette with every color that Mustang has ever had before. There's a pretty interesting one coming out, too, with the history of Mustang key fobs. Who would have thought that something like that would be interesting? But Mustang actually was groundbreaking in some of the early stuff it did. And one of the new features with the new Mustangs is you can actually have a remote rumble. If you just want to hear your Mustang before you go to bed at night, you just click the button and you can hear it rumble in the driveway, and then you can drift off to sleep.
Well, it does have a unique sound. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But, you know, what you and I would have thought back in the day was not worth hanging on to, like a brochure. Now people can't wait to find them, especially if they're restoring a car. You know, that's all part of the memorabilia. And, you know, like you said, Mustang is so iconic. It's just unbelievable. And I'm so glad that you guys are going to continue to build the Mustang, because I tell you, the other manufacturers that are dumping their muscle cars, big mistake. But be that as
I can. There's two reasons for that. It's two names, Phil Ford and Jim Farley. They both love the Mustang, and I don't think there's a chance that either one of those gentlemen are ever going to let the Mustang fade away. But you mentioned brochures, which reminds me, tell your listeners to go to the FordHeritageVault.com, and they can find every Mustang brochure that we've ever produced. And they can find pictures of every make and model of every Ford vehicle from 1903 to 2003. And just last week, we announced that we had made 2,400 international products available via the vault, which is so incredibly popular. In the 9 months it's been active, there's been over 5 million searches and 1.5 million downloads. So built it, and people are loving it.
You know, I forgot to tell you last time we chatted, but if you ever get out to San Diego for any reason, let me know. And I'll take you down to our automotive museum, which has been around for a long, long time. But we have a new CEO, Lenny, and let me tell you what, he is putting that museum on the map. I mean, and you can always tell when somebody's doing something right when donations start coming in, vehicles, money, memorabilia. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. And he is totally transforming that museum thanks to the team he's put together. So if you ever get out here for whatever, you know, definitely, if you get a hold of me or go there yourself, and you will be absolutely blown away.
Well, it sounds like a reason to go to San Diego. And let him know as well if he ever wants materials to borrow, if he's doing a display. The strength of our archives are all the design documents, the creation of the vehicle, the photos of the clays before it was done, the sketches, you know. And we'd be happy to loan those. We loan them to other auto museums, so I would be delighted to extend that same courtesy to yours in San Diego.
Well, and he's even the Petersons helping him out. And we've got stuff here that the Peterson doesn't have. So, and I love it when auto museums, you know, collaborate together. But, you know, because it's all about no matter what the future brings, there'll always be a Mustang, and we don't want to lose that heritage, and we want kids, grandkids down the road to be able to look at that car and probably be a little heartbroken that they don't get to drive it, if that's the case. But
well, no, there'll be Mustangs around, but The Southern California auto culture is one that should be celebrated and should be glorified with some of these different museums. I love the impact that Southern California had on the Mustang and had on the car and Darrell Shelby and the racing culture and the modification. It happened in other parts of the country, but not to the extent it did in Southern California.
Now, I mean, all the stars aligned in Southern California for the hot rod community. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's amazing. All right, well, hey, I know you're busy as a beaver, so I'll let you get at it. Ted, it's always a joy chatting with you, and can't wait for the next episode.
I think for Mustang 60, I think you may see a little bit more special activations than for 59, but we're both in placeholder mode for one more year before we have a big celebration.
All right, buddy, I'll be waiting for it.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, folks, welcome back to You Ought to Know, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Express Auto Service, 7633 Elkhorn Boulevard. Go to ExpressAutoServiceLaMesa.com, and they will take care of all your automotive needs. Christian Barclay, how are you doing, dear?
Hey.
Are you in the pool?
No. I was just telling Brendan it's been a weird day. And, you know, when I'm live on the radio, everybody is supposed to be, like, locked out and leave me alone. And right before we went live, here comes the husband, the dog, the teen, you know, the whole thing.
Don't you hate
circus over here.
Yeah,
the circus.
Don't you hate that when that happens? I swear my dogs don't bark until I do a live-to-tape interview. I swear they don't. I go, what is up with you guys?
I know. They're completely quiet until, like, you make a phone call. And then they're barking, and the kids need something, and yes.
It's always something. So what are you driving?
2023 EV6 GT. You know that GT stands for give me a ticket?
I know. Well, it depends on what color you got. Which color did you get?
Red.
Yep.
Red.
There it is. Come on and get me. Come get me. But, man, is that one of the
red?
Is that the best-kept secret performance car you've driven in a while?
It really is. It really is. They ought to call it runaway red, because if you put it in GT mode and you touch the accelerator, and I really mean just touch.
You're gone.
Runaway.
Yeah.
You are. Yeah. And you know what? I think that they should put like a warning, because I didn't know. And, you know, I'm always telling the kids, don't push buttons if you don't know what they do. Well, we were out and about running errands, and I was like, let's just see.
What is this going to do?
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Technology awesome. Is crazy. And Kia just, I think they put a grin on their face every time they come out with a car like this.
They knocked it out of the park, and it's one of those, I guess my brother's in the market for a car, and we've been going back and forth for over a year now. And, you know, we talked the other day, and he was like, well, Kia really wasn't even on my list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess one of the reasons is he just said, you know, I want something that's fun to drive. And I said, well, they were looking at the Telluride. He's like, I like the Telluride. He's like, it's just not fun. And I said, well, what about the GT, the EV6 GT? Because he has been considering electric. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. And I guess for this one, the price is kind of figuring him away a little bit, which I understand, because one thing that blew my mind, I love the exterior. I love the interior. I love the power. It's got precise steering. It handles amazing. But I can't figure out why, for right around $63,000, they didn't put power seats in it. It stumps me.
I know. They do that on occasion, and it is odd.
Yeah.
Not that the manual doesn't work, not that it doesn't get you where you want to be, but it is odd they would just not do that.
I think it's just something in my mind that when I have to pump a seat, I think cheap.
Oh, I hate the pump. That one's got the pump?
Yeah, like you up and down.
Yeah.
And I think I think back to before power seats existed.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when like that was your only option enough that you had.
See, that would turn me off to buy that car.
Well, no, the seats are comfortable.
I know.
They look really cool. They've got that like neon green stitching. They're very sporty. It's just that one thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did you do that? Especially for the price tag.
Well, and if you had multiple drivers in the car, say your husband's 6 foot and you're 5'4", see, that could be a real, I guess you can move up to a different model and get the power. You must be able to.
I don't think you can in the GT. I think the GT is one model. Now, Brian probably knows better than we do, but I don't think you can. Here's the thing. I mean, again, it's $62,685. So you kind of expect it. Now, the other thing is, like, the cabin is this futuristic look. Like, it has some really cool touches, and it's got those dual 12.3-inch displays on the exterior. You've got those bright green brake calipers, you know, and all the design touches. And so it's just that one thing that kind of goes, what, you know, I'm sure there was a reason they were thinking, I just don't know what it is. Now, considering it was electric, super impressed with the airflow, the AC. We've been talking about that a lot. It cooled fine. It cooled fast. It did its job. I had to take Marlon to a doctor's appointment this week. And I said, you know, I forgot my mask and it's required in that office. And so I said, well, I'll just sit in the car and wait for you. And I'm sitting there going, oh man, I forgot to bring my car my phone charger. And I'm like, if I charge my phone and leave the AC running in the car, I'm just going to drain the heck out of this battery. But you know what? I did. And it barely dented. I was really impressed with the fact that, yeah. Now, it's not like my phone was, you know, from 20 to 100% in that time. But, you know, it took it to, I think it was at like 12% when I put it on. And it got it up to 20%. And it didn't really affect the range drastically at all. So I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I agree. Wow.
The other thing, and I'm sure Brian, I don't know how Brian fits in the EV6, but there's not. How do you fit in the EV6? Because there's not a lot of headroom.
Yeah, it's, you know, I fit. I mean, I don't know if I could wear a cowboy hat, but I fit.
Okay. I think a lot of that has to do with the design. You know, the design is super cool, but you give up a little bit of headroom. So just something to consider. And then the cargo space is not great. Because it doesn't have the height. You know, you could put grocery bags and stuff in there, but let's say you were carrying, you know, something larger like a dog kennel.
Oh yeah, no, sorry. But don't you get pretty good fuel mileage? Didn't you get pretty good? It seems to me like I got fairly decent mileage.
I mean, with the GT, you can go up to 206 miles on one charge.
Yeah.
I've had it since Tuesday and haven't needed to charge it yet.
Okay. So there is that point.
Yeah. Now, if you're in a base where wheel drive, you're talking a huge difference. Now you're up to 310 miles on a charge. But that GT, the thing is, you got 576 horsepower, 564 pound-feet of torque, so there's got to be a trade-off.
Right. Got to be. Huh. Interesting. Yeah. But, you know, it's, again, from what I hear, from what I've seen, the car is selling like crazy.
I can understand why. I'm really looking forward to the EV9.
Yeah.
You know, because a little bit bigger, a little bit more space, a little bit maybe more family-oriented. But, yeah, I like the EV6. And I've seen a lot of people compare it to the Mustang Mach-E. And it seems like the EV6 is kind of edging out the Mach-E on a lot of the features and things.
Yeah. Well,
even the way it handles. So
that's where the competition is. And, you know, everybody's looking at everybody, and if anybody can come up with something to outdo the next guy or girl, they're going to do it. So it's a good time, you know, to be in the car business. And there's some interesting stuff coming down the pike. So as far as, you know, charging and range, and I just got a new Bosch home charger level 2. And yeah, well, I do so many electric cars, it was crazy not to get one. And the first one I got was back in 2014, and I just upgraded to the newest one. And I'll tell you, it's just slick as can be. 4 to 6 hours, whatever, you're totally charged up.
So let me ask you this. You're in California. I'm in Dallas.
Right.
Are home builders out there, new homes, are you seeing home builders actually go ahead and add in an EV charger in the new home builds?
Yes, a lot of them. It's an option. Also solar. Of course, we do. Do you have to put sprinklers in your new homes?
I think you do.
Yeah, we got to do it out here too. But
yeah,
I think
I'm not 100%.
If I was going to go out
and buy the county.
Yeah, my house is 20 years old. So, but if I would assume. In fact, I got a house going up right across the road from me. I had to go over and take a look. But I would want it, if I was buying a new house today, I'd want it plumbed for solar, for sure, without a question. But you guys don't, are you, but it's, how much does it affect your, because you're charging it up with a 110, right?
Right. Yes, because I don't have an EV charger. You know, I haven't looked. Marlon is usually the one that plugs in the vehicles, just because he handles the garage door and things like that. So he'll plug it in. And what I need to do is write down, okay, he plugged it in at whatever time, and then I need to go check our electric bill and then see like how it bumps.
I don't think but on 110, I don't think you're gonna see much. And what I'll do is let me send you my my contact information for my, see if we can't get you set up at your house. I mean, because you're going to start doing more and more electric vehicles, whether you want to or not, and some of them take days to charge up. So,
well, and that was going to be my point, right? So I had a different electric vehicle. I had a Bolt EUV a couple months back, mm-hmm. and they do my swaps on Tuesday. Well, on Monday, I'm running errands, and I get a call, and they said, hey, can we come pick it up tonight? Because we have to take it to Austin, which is 3 hours away, so they wanted to be able to charge it. And EV chargers, commercial chargers, are very limited still in where
sure.
we live.
Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, that's fine, but I haven't charged it. I'm going to plug it in right now. So I plug it in. The guy comes pick it up. He's laughing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's still plugged in when he picks it up. And I said, why are you laughing? And he goes, did you see what it said for charging? And I said, no. He goes, yeah, it says it's going to be at 88% on Wednesday.
Yeah, on Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, I was like, well, yeah, you know. Fortunately, I try to never let, you know, a vehicle, when I have an EV, when I'm driving it, whether it's the day they pick it up or not, I try and never let it drop below 50%.
Right.
You never know when they might need to pick it up or something.
But that takes away from the review. You know, you need to have the freedom to drive it like it was built. You know, and not have to worry about range anxiety. So that's why I reached out to Bosch, and mine's on the outside of the wall. It's plumbed into my breaker. It's all, and it's perfect. I mean, and all you have to do is plug it in. It runs until it's charged, and it turns itself off. And I have not seen anything, you know, as far as my power bill. I've not, of course, I'm on solar, so I really don't see an impact. But I'm telling you, if you're going to keep doing electric cars, yeah, you do need to get yourself a home unit just so that you've got it. I mean, it works like a champ. You'll love it once you get it.
No doubt. What's the wait time on an EV6 in your area? Do you know off the top of your head, like if you're going to purchase one?
I don't know because I haven't really researched it out. But I would say, you know, if you ordered it, well, we're in California. I mean, there's so many EVs and plug-ins and electric cars here, more than there are gas cars. So my recommendation is wherever you're at, just go to the website, put in your zip code, and check the inventory.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, it's great hearing from you as usual. So we'll talk to you next week, and I'll send you that information.
Just a quick reminder, I'm off the next 3, possibly 4 weeks. So okay. I will talk to you.
And by the way, does Brendan have your email? Because when I leave tonight, I'm going straight to Milwaukee. Well, not straight, but
I do have her email, so we're
okay.
Good to go on that.
So you're going to send everybody their shows because I won't be back till Friday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Have a great trip, Dave.
All right, I'm looking forward to I'm in a Toyota Corolla Hybrid. Woohoo!
That's awesome. Drive safe.
All right, thanks, kid. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Brian should be on the line. And, of course, he's talking Mercedes-Benz. You think we'll ever get him in a Yugo? Probably not. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to the You Ought to Know Show, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Hey, this segment is brought to you by Convoy Auto Repair, Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, AAA approved. You can't beat them. Dave and his team will take extremely good care of you. And Collision Dock, right there in Kearney Mesa, used to be Bumper Dock, now it's Collision. Why? Because now they do the whole car. Insurance companies love them. Go to collisiondock.com, collisiondock.com, or call them at 858-252-7890. All right, Brian Armstead on the line. How are we doing, sir?
I am fine, but I had a little bit of a senior moment there, Dave.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I know I sent you a note yesterday and said Mercedes EQE.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sitting here in a Ford Bronco Sport, and when you said Mercedes, I was like, uh-oh.
Well, that's close. That's close. I thought you were going to say you're in a Yugo. Did you ever road test a Yugo? Did you ever do a review on the Yugo?
Oh, that was way before my review days.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah, I didn't start in the review business until 1997. The Yugo was like 88.
Yeah.
That was 80,
87, 88, 86, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
which Bronco are you
in? I'm in the Bronco Sport. I love the Bronco Sport. It's probably a vehicle I would not buy because I'm, of my proportions. And when I first got into the car, I'm like, wow, okay, Bronco Sport, big deal. You know, because I'm a huge Bronco fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a difference between the two, of course. The Bronco Sport starts at $29,215, and the Bronco actually comes in a little bit higher than that. But they're both, and they're base models, they're both very competitively priced. Like the Bronco, for example, comes in at $34,595 before you start adding all the bells and whistles. But it, aside from the garish color of this test vehicle, it is what do they call this? Yellowstone metallic with a red Bronco across the front grill, red script Bronco across the front grill.
Jeez,
it's got a white roof. And it's got white wheels. It's kind of an amazing looking vehicle.
Go ahead. Let me see you get around this one. Because I'm picturing this thing, and the only thing that comes to mind is creamsicle.
White roof, black A, B, C, D pillar trim, and then a fully yellow body with white steelies on it.
Really?
White steelies. Yeah.
You sure that's not a show vehicle? Are you sure that's not a show vehicle?
No, this is a media vehicle. Let me step out real quick here.
Why, all the people are starting to surround the vehicle because they like it?
It's got bumper arches that are, the wheel arches.
What color?
They're black. So you have black, yellow, black, white, black roof rails.
Wow.
Brown interior, black interior. It's just like a, if you look around back here, white Bronco Sport on the back, and I come up to the front, and it's red Bronco.
Wow.
So it's just like, and then on the doors, you have the original Bronco script, of the bingo Broncos from back in the 70s, 60s and 70s.
Huh.
It's just like somebody went bananas on, let's just create a really wild scheme. Some folks have said, wow, I really like your Bronco, but they mostly have been women, and I'm not trying to... it's a feminine kind of color scheme, for lack of a better word.
You know what? It sounds more Californian. It sounds more Floridian.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
I mean, beachy, kind of beachy, You're cruising down the beach. You're going to all the hot spots.
Yeah, I get all that. I get all that. So, aside from the color, which it leaves a little bit to be desired, and I think that's what initially turned me off to the car. But, in the week that I've had it, Dave, I've really kind of grown to like it. I've been getting about 24 miles a gallon, which is about average. It's about where it should be, 26 highway, 21 city, 23 overall. So I've been getting slightly better.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy about it. It just does everything well. It accelerates well. It's got the 2-liter EcoBoost engine, which is turbocharged. It's got an 8-speed automatic transmission, which is really sweet. Shifts very nicely.
Right.
The traditional analog gauges, which you don't see that often, they're set with an electroluminescent background, so you get that LED kind of look, but you have actual needles on the tachometer and speedometer.
Right.
In the center cluster, I can see my total mileage. I can see my mile per gallon, 24. The elapsed time is 8 hours, 37 minutes. I don't know, I guess it hasn't just been reset in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a speed limit warning sign in the lower part of the cluster and a digital speedometer in the lower right part of the cluster. Then below that is the overall mileage, 2,465 miles in this vehicle. and my range indicator 156 miles to empty. Now, it's got some key, some really cool safety features on board here, including advanced track with stability control, front passenger seat sensing system, and it's got some optional things that are really cool, like the blind spot warning system is here. The Ford Co-Pilot 360 actually gives you the option to, there appears to be a little hands-free option here. I haven't tested it out because I'm just not a big fan of these Co-Pilot things. But I believe Co-Pilot is actually something that you can do for semi-hands-free driving. It's got an off-road suspension package, which is pretty cool. The sync system is great. This is a four-wheel drive vehicle with a terrain management system. You have your GOAT modes. So if you engage your GOAT modes, you have normal, which shows you a little Bronco. You have Eco. You have Sport, Slippery, Mud and Ruts, Sand, and Rock Crawl. Interestingly, you don't have a one that's indicated as Snow. And that is a curious kind of a deal when you're driving in an all-wheel drive vehicle. So anyway, it's capable. I've taken when Ford did a media event for the jurors a couple of years ago before this thing came out. We were climbing some pretty serious hills and doing some really kind of crazy maneuvers at their proving grounds out in Dearborn, mm-hmm. And it was pretty impressive. Now this model that I'm in is the Heritage Limited 4x4, so it comes in. It comes in pretty hefty. The base price is $44,655. You had $150 worth of options. I don't know what that is. Cargo management system. Little doohickeys in the back there. Destination and delivery to get this bad boy. Where is this bad boy built? Let's see. It's built in. Don't see it on the Monroney here. Hmm. But anyway. It's $1,595 for the destination charge, which is, secretly becoming, it seems, and I'm not picking on Ford, but secretly is becoming another way to add profit to vehicles because, you know, if it takes $995 to ship a Mercedes from Germany, why do I have to pay $1,595 to get my Ford and $1,995 to get my Jeep? So, I hope the American manufacturers will reconsider that strategy. Just raise the price if you have to do it. Don't try to sneak things in. I'm not a fan of that. But at any rate, out the door, $44,805 and some change with the destination, $46,400. A nice vehicle, Dave. Got a nice sunroof. The driving posture is great. Sight lines are fairly impressive. You know, the C-pillar and D-pillar are thick, but you want that in an SUV. Because you want that roof integrity, you know, in case you, if you're off-roading and you flip, or if you're on-road and you flip, mm-hmm. You just want that structure to be safe and sound. Love the Bang & Olufsen audio system in the car. It's got start-stop, which I don't particularly care for, but you can switch it off fairly easily. The start-stop, control to switch off the engine. I can't even talk today.
You're doing better than me.
You can deactivate the system. I don't know what to say, but you know, when the engine shuts down, boom, you can turn that off because it drives me bananas. You got a lot of controls here on the steering wheel, lane departure. You can switch that off and on. Lane centering, adaptive cruise control, a lot of really cool features here. And I'm really happy that the American manufacturers are taking, and Ford in particular, they have long been ahead of the game. I remember when the Ford Taurus was one of the safest vehicles on the road, mm-hmm. when they were selling a boatload of them back in the 70s and 80s. When did the Taurus first come out? 1986, maybe? They were selling a boatload of those things because they were very safe vehicles. And, you know, they were the number one selling car in the U.S. Back when Ford was in its heyday with the Taurus, before they went to that lunar design, kind of oval everything, mm-hmm. they were the number one selling sedan ahead of Camry, and Accord. It was Ford Taurus, always number one, and of course, you know, the Ford F-150 was then and still is the number one selling truck and the number one selling vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the number one selling vehicle in the United States because we have such a love affair for all things large and pretending to be off-road capable, and many of them are. But
yeah,
you know, I have a Lexus 570 that has all these modes. I'm not taking that $100,000 vehicle off road. Are you crazy? Why would I take an expensive vehicle like that and get it all scratched up? I love Land Rovers. I used to have one, but I did take the Land Rover off road once because our Washington Automotive Press Association had an event, and I didn't have a car to take, so I just took my Land Rover and slogged it through the mud. But I was paranoid about every tree branch I passed because you know some were scratching up against the car. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. A black car with tree branch marks all along the side as we go forward. Dave, you can go to Ford.com to spec out your Bronco Sport. I am on my way to Sweden.
Sweden
to test drive the new... I don't know what I'm going there for. I'm going there for some reason. I don't think I'm test driving anything, but...
He's going for a trip.
I'm going for a trip. Let me see what we got going here real quick. What time do I take off? I should have looked it up before I came on the air, but again, I'm a little dysfunctional and disoriented today.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because the Golden State Warriors are looking good, and I don't want them to win the championship again this year.
then you're in serious trouble.
Yeah, so next Sunday I take off at 5:20 p.m. So I will not be on the show next Sunday, but I will be back the following week with some more goodies. The Mercedes-Benz EQE that I was supposed to do today will hit the airwaves in 2 weeks. It's coming in 2 weeks, Dave.
All right,
coming in 2 weeks.
All right, well, have a good, safe trip. I look forward to
Have a great trip to Milwaukee. That sounds like a lot of fun. I know you like doing those cross country jobs.
Safe
and well.
As soon as I get off air, I'm on the road.
All righty, be safe, Brendan. Thank you as always, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks, Dave.
You got it, buddy. Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Okay. This is Bye-bye. You Ought to Know Show, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to the You Ought to Know Show, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Convoy. Well, I did that. John's Automotive Care, 6267 Riverdale Street, San Diego. Go to John's Automotive Repair.com. All right, did another great interview, this time with Jake Isaacs. He's the Nautilus brand manager, and he got some news for you. Take a listen.
All right, folks. Well, hey, I got a great interview for you today. I got Jake Isaacs. He's the Lincoln Nautilus brand manager, and he's got some surprises for you for 2024. Hey, Jake, how you doing today?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what's on the palette for Nautilus in 24?
Well, the Lincoln Nautilus for the 2024 model year is completely redesigned and reimagined from the ground up. All new exterior design, all new interior design, with a display that spans the distance of pillar to pillar, as well as an all new in-vehicle digital experience as well. And we're really excited to bring it to market.
Yeah, I mean, when the Nautilus came out, I mean, that was a home run right out of the box as far as I was concerned. It was exactly what the consumers were looking for, and all you've been doing really is just upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. So outside, and this is a complete refresh, correct?
It's not only a refresh, it's all new from the ground up. So there is not one piece of old Nautilus in this all-new Nautilus. New platform, new design, everything.
Wow. So, what stands out in your mind? You know, I know you're kind of biased because you love the whole vehicle, but what will the consumer really be excited about?
Yeah, so I think the first thing customers are going to notice when they get in the vehicle is, like I mentioned, the display. The display expands the width of the vehicle entirely. It's paired with an 11.1-inch center stack touchscreen. Also has an all-new in-vehicle digital experience that's operates the system as well. So we've taken very, very careful approach to how we position the screen, to how we develop software, and bringing new levels of customization and productivity to the screen content that our customers have just never seen before.
Right. And plus ease of operation, because I think that's really the key. You know, I mean, if you get a vehicle that you have to dive deep into the system to change something, you know, then the customer probably won't be using that. So you guys really have to work on making that ownership and that relationship as seamless as possible.
Absolutely. The design of our software is so approachable and easy to use. I've witnessed several people who first time experiencing the vehicle, and they sit in and they know exactly what to do. And that's the beauty of the experience, is that it's very approachable and it's very, you're able to customize and allow it to suit your specific needs.
And I'm sure you still have the code system on the driver door.
Yeah, so that's one of our ways to enter the vehicle. We also have standard phone as the key as well, which is another way to access your vehicle, which is really exciting.
It's funny, people ask me all the time, why do they do that? I said, have you ever used it? They go, no. Once you use it, you'll wonder why nobody else has ever done it. Because once you put your code in, you know, it's seamless. I mean, it just did it, and then you go.
Yep. Exactly.
And you've had that. How long have you guys had that feature? My gosh, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been in our vehicle for quite a while, and it's a feature that our customers continue to tell us that's really important for them. So we continue to make improvements and make ways to access your vehicle be as seamless as what our customers want it to be.
Yeah. Well, in fact, if you want to see what your customers are thinking, just don't put it in the 25 and see what happens. I'm only kidding. You don't need that. You don't need that. What powertrain? You staying pretty much with 23?
So two great all-new powertrain offerings. We have a 2-liter turbocharged gas engine as well as a 2-liter turbocharged hybrid powertrain that takes our notion of quiet flight to a whole new level.
Man, I have got to get one in the fleet because I'll tell you, It's now that seems to be the key, hybrid or all electric. I'm kind of a hybrid kind of guy because I'm not restricted as far as miles go. I mean, unless I only work 10 miles from home, then it would be a different story. And I like your hybrid technology. I mean, there again, that one is just seamless as well. And I guess that could be the key to 24 and Lincoln. Seamless.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, and it's not without compromise either. This hybrid powertrain gets 310 horsepower and really great fuel economy for our clients as well. It positions itself really well in the segment.
Well, you know, we're in California, you know, and gas prices are climbing again. They're getting up close to, they're starting to head into the mid-fives, almost to $6. So a hybrid, you know, especially when you have a family or a small business or you like to go outdoors, you know, having all of the area to store all your gear but yet get some decent fuel mileage really makes that vehicle something that people will go into the dealership and say, let me take a look at that Nautilus hybrid. I want to see what that's all about. And I'm kind of a fan of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, how many new colors? Because I know you guys love colors.
Yeah, great color options with this vehicle. We have a new what we call red carpet that is a really great vehicle, really great color that really stands out on the road. So it's a brighter red, very rich in its tone. We also have an all-new jet appearance package on this vehicle that brings black exterior elements to the grille and side paneling as well, as well as a black roof. So you can imagine that kind of two-tone feel you get with that bright red and that black roof, as well as a dedicated black interior as well for jet package with available 22-inch wheels, which is very, very rare for the segment. So if you can imagine in your head with all those color options and the contrast and the monochromatic elements of the vehicle, it's a real head turner.
Wow. That's amazing. Have you guys released pricing yet?
So pricing will come in just starting price will come in just under $52,000. We okay. offer a premier model that is our entry point for Nautilus, reserve model, which is our mid series, as well as our ultimate expression of luxury, black label, which will have two dedicated interior environments with an all new environment that we call Redwood that brings inspiration to the Western Redwood forests. Into your vehicle. It's a beautiful, beautiful interior.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to get one in the press fleet. How soon will consumers be able to go online, which I highly recommend, build your own Nautilus, send it to your local Lincoln dealer. They'll order it, call you when it comes in, go to the dealer, take it for a road test, or heck, they'll even bring it to you. So how soon can we do that?
Yeah, so direct everybody to Lincoln.com. All great information on the all-new Lincoln Nautilus, as well as you can completely configure a vehicle, build in price, as well as we're accepting pre-orders as well. So clients can work with their local retailers and submit orders in the order bank for their all-new Nautilus, and that is all available today.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, hey, man, it's always great talking to you. It's so exciting to talk to Lincoln. I mean, you guys have been building cars longer than most people have been alive, and you do just such a phenomenal job with it. And so, folks, go to the website. You can get a lot more information than what Jake and I was able to give you because we have a very limited time. But, Jake, as always, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you down the road someday.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. You know, say what you want, but Lincoln's been around over 100 years. I think they just celebrated, didn't we? Did we have a call-in 100-year anniversary, if I'm not mistaken, a little while back?
Pretty recently, I would
say. Yeah, pretty recently. You know, Lincoln is like everybody else. They're making a comeback, you know, trying to get over the chip issue and give you a vehicle that you want. I love the looks. I like the styling. I'll have to make a phone call and grab a Nautilus. Hey, Motorsports is coming right around the corner, and we've got a great event to talk to you about. Brittany will be with us as well. She's sitting in there doing her own radio show without cables and microphones and headphones, but that's what she does. Gets very enthusiastic. So we've got also got a caller, Scott DeLucio is going to call in from Paris Auto Speedway. I don't know what she's got planned for the Barona, but it's all going to be good. So the only motorsports show in San Diego, that's Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.